Hello.
Hey Nathaniel.
Nick, what's up? What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, good, good.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Yeah,
You
it's
got
been
a new
a.
song?
I do. Are you ready? This is like sticking with a theme, also reveals a topic that I'm gonna talk about.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hey, I love you, bro. What a way to make a podcast. Yes, we do the show, and it always goes by so fast. We just put it up, and it's on the internet. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Love you, bro. My service and devotion. Yes, this show is like a brotherly love potion. Let's just do the show. Yes, let's get to chatting. So sit down, bro, and tell me what has happened.
Was good. You know
Thank
what?
you.
If
What?
I knew you were gonna do that today. I had like a thing of it. Like I bet you he's gonna do working 9 to 5.
Yeah. Yes, it's the Dolly Parton. This is like my third Dolly Parton song, and now I have a 9 to 5 job.
Nice.
I quit my restaurant job and working a 9 to 5.
That's
So that's
awesome.
another, yeah, it's another thing that's come true from our
From our podcast.
prediction. Our yeah,
So,
not a prediction, a
manifestations.
manifestation. There you go. Yeah. And it just like happened too. Like I wasn't like searching for this particular job. It's just a friend knew a friend who got me an interview who got me into working.
So
So
do you think this proves that the secret is like a real thing?
I think so. The secret is our podcast.
You just say what you want on the podcast and then you get it.
Yeah. You say it, you put it out there on the internet. And it comes to you.
Awesome.
Like, what else? What else do I need to do in this? I need my back hair to fall out.
Okay. Yeah, I want my hair to grow back on my head.
Okay. Maybe we can take my chest hair, I mean my back hair,
Oh God, that's
and
so
put it on top
disgusting.
of me.
That's so disgusting. I'd rather be bald, for sure.
Okay. All right. Well.
So how's the new job? Like what is the new job?
It's
How does
good. So it's working with people with developmental delays, intellectual disabilities, helping them find work, helping them like build the skills to get work. Basically, I go in every day and have I haven't really started yet. I've just been shadowing. I have gone with groups on my own as of yet, but I haven't like come up with my own stuff to do yet. So you come up
Oh,
with
okay.
activities. I'm gonna do theater games. I think that'll really build their skills and stuff. And I
Like,
have to go out. Yeah.
is a lot of what they're struggling with, like being more outgoing, being able to talk to people and deal with people?
Everybody's different. Some people are really outgoing. Some are more introverted. Some it's hard for them to communicate. Yeah, everybody's different, so it's like finding each person's strength and
And yeah, okay.
helping them. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So
So yeah, I'm really
do
happy
they
about
come
that.
to you guys or do you guys go to different places?
We have a central, we have a place, like an office, that they come to in the morning, and then they pick what group they want to go with. And then we go out and do what we've planned. So we go out every day into the community and do things.
Oh, okay, but the
And then it's
people that you're
also
working
like,
with come to you first.
yes. Some people need help traveling. So people will pick them up and take them to the office. But almost everybody is pretty independent because they've come into this program, you know, they have the potential to work.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, man.
The pay isn't great. But it's okay. I'm, you know, can grow. And
so we'll put
I'm
out
happy.
On the Secret Podcast. That's a new name of our podcast, The Secret, the Podcast.
The Secret, the Podcast. Okay.
That you'll get a raise.
Yeah. Or I was thinking this would be perfect for your boy, Andrew Yang, to become president.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's even better.
A universal basic income so that I can keep doing this job because, you know, it's a nonprofit. It's not a lot of money from them.
Yeah.
So then I would have an extra $1,000 on top of what I'm making.
Yeah. See, you know? And then a lot of people who are passionate about these kinds of jobs where
yes,
it's a really great, important thing, but you don't make a lot of money, you can feel good about yourself because you can keep your job that you like and you can make a good amount of money.
Yeah.
If you were
and
to
it's
make
also,
$12,000 a month on top of what you make now, like you would be doing pretty good, right?
Yeah, $12,000 a year, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I would be doing good. That would be perfect. And it's also a job that cannot be automated. You know, a human needs to do this job.
Yeah, 100%. I kind of want to get into that.
Yeah.
Sweet, dude. Well, I'm super happy for you. That sounds great. I guess if we're sharing good news, then my cigarette butt film got into two festivals. I may have mentioned it in the last podcast. Oh, the place is Yule Ash, it's called, and it's got into a festival in Croatia.
Ooh.
And a festival in Barcelona.
Ooh, are both those places in the movie?
One of them is. Croatia is. Barcelona
okay,
is
cool.
not. Spain actually
That's very
is not.
Cool.
Oh, actually, you know what? I lied. It got into three. It also got into one in Russia, but that one is a little bit... I don't quite understand. Like maybe because they're Russian, I don't know if it's like really in or not.
Okay.
Like they haven't officially given me a thing, but they like invited me to come and stuff like that. And I asked them, I was like, "So is my film in the festival?" And they're like, "Well, yes, no, and yes." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Why do you want me to come if it's not in?" And they were like, "Well, it's gonna be shown, but it might not be in." So I think they maybe have two sections. Where like it's selected to be played, but it's not. Maybe they haven't decided what's in the competition part of it yet. I don't know.
Oh, I see. Like they're just gonna show it at a showing, but it's not like up for an award or something.
Maybe not. That part they haven't decided yet.
Okay, I see.
So well, that's in Russia. Cool. Yeah, and Russia. I was thinking that they picked my movie because Russia's not in it, and it shows all these places in Europe where it's really dirty, and so Russia can be like, look at these fucking Europeans telling us what to do all the time. Look at their dirty spot. And then Spain's not in it either, so maybe Spain is like, oh, look, France and England, so dirty.
Fucking dirty. Like, cigarettes. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the festival's... the first one's I can't pronounce the Croatia name because it's like it's Croatian, but it's SEFF is what it is the festival name, and it's pretty cool. They bike ride from they start in the middle of like this rural town in Croatia, and they play the movie, and then the people in the festival ride bikes because it's an environmental festival, so they transport everything from the festival on bikes to the next town.
Whoa.
And they go through like five towns like this on bikes, and they end up in the capital, Zagreb, and they show it there. So every place they go, they show it.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, that one I wish I could go to, but I don't think I can. But that would be really fun to bike ride through Croatia with a film festival.
Yeah. That's so, like, I don't know, hippie.
Yeah, super hippie. Like, it makes sense, though. I mean, if you're going to have an environmental festival, you should be not creating emissions and stuff.
Yeah, driving your...
Yeah, driving all over the place to do it.
Yeah.
But, and then the Barcelona one is kind of funny because I had thought when I submitted it, the language on their website, I guess because English isn't their first language. Like I submitted it and I didn't even think about it. And then later after I got selected, I was like, oh, cool. I got into this Barcelona festival. And I was looking through it. And the language on the thing that here, let me find it because I want to ask your opinion on this.
Okay.
If you think I'm crazy, because Sonia made fun of me for this. But basically, what I had thought after I was looking at the website was that it was a festival for kids. I was like, wait, why is this a festival for kids? And so I sent them an email that was like, hey, I don't know if this festival's for adults or kids or not, and I'm an adult, so I'm sorry if I accidentally submitted to the wrong kind of festival. And nobody answered me. And then they sent me a official email to my email. And I replied to that, I said the same thing. But what I accidentally did was reply all. So I replied to everybody who got accepted to the festival. Like, hey, I think I accidentally submitted it. I think this is the wrong thing. And then they sent me an email back that was like, no, it's for adults. You're fine. Don't worry about it. And then I felt super embarrassed because basically every other filmmaker got this like stupid email from me where I'm like, hey, I think this is a festival for kids. I'm like, oh gosh. And then they're like, no, it's not. It's for adults. But look, this is what it says. Short films to be seen by adults from 16-year-olds.
From 16-year-olds. Yeah, that sounds like... What? Say that again?
Okay, actually, here, I see where I fucked up. Short films to be seen by adults from 16 years old.
Oh, from 16 years old, like an up. Yeah. 16 and up is what that
but
means.
But I had read it as... from 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
and I thought, because it says short films to be seen by adults.
Seen by adults, yeah.
I thought that adults watch it. Like, the judges were adults.
Yeah,
and
that's what I thought. That's what it
sounds like. From 16-year-olds. But what they mean is short films to be seen, comma, by adults from 16 years old.
That's weird, though.
It's because they're
Spanish. To be seen is the end of a sentence.
No, to be seen, comma. It's not. It's like the what is that called? It's not a sentence, Nathaniel.
Whatever. But I mean, like, that's the end of the thought. Like, films to be seen. That's like all.
Yeah, it's
all
probably
films.
Spanish though. It's probably Spanish.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a direct translation.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask Dad if Spanish like to be seen means like something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was pretty embarrassing. It was so when I found out that it wasn't, I was like really happy, but also really embarrassed. I was also like, oh great, I got in, but now every other filmmaker in this festival thinks I'm stupid.
Yeah, I'm picturing you like going, and they're like, Nick Fakey? Oh, you're the guy.
Like, you're the guy who thought it was a kids' festival,
and wrote everybody about
and wrote it. Yeah. And wrote an email where he said, oh, is this a festival for kids? Oh, my God. I felt like,
No, but I can attest that's confusing wording.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think the other reason that I'm one of the only people that got confused is because the majority of all the other films are Spanish.
Right.
So they're all Spanish speakers, so probably the writing in Spanish is different.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, pretty funny. Yeah, so I guess I really want to go to this one. I don't know. I'm kind of...
It's the one that everyone will know who you are.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe it's a good way to, like, maybe I'll win because of that. Because I'm up for an award with it. And maybe they'll be like... Hey, which festival, which thing should we give it to? Let's give it to that dumb guy that thought it was.
Yeah. The funnier way would be like if it was a teen thing and you didn't realize, and then like you go and you win, and then you like go up to accept it.
Yeah,
like, oh,
that was why. So when I was telling you about this, I was messaging you about this. I was thinking, I was imagining that Simpsons thing. Do you remember that?
What? No, remind me.
So it's from the Frank Grimes Simpsons episode, and like Frank Grimes hates Homer Simpson, and he wants to like, because he thinks Homer Simpson has everything, and he's jealous of him.
Right.
So he wants to humiliate him, so he tricks him into enrolling in a kids' competition to like build the power plant of the future.
Yeah.
And so all these kids build all this stuff, and Martin builds like a really good one, and Homer enters the competition and builds it or whatever. And Mr. Burns likes his because it's basically just the power plant that they have now. He just makes a copy of it. And so Mr. Burns is like, excellent, and he gives him the prize. And then Frank Grimes is like, hey, look, everyone, Homer's in a competition for kids. And they're like, shut up, we're trying to watch it. And he's like, but look, it's a competition for kids. And he's like, yeah, and he won.
Right. So that's you.
Yeah. I'd be like, it's a competition for kids. And I'm like, yeah, and I won. I'm better than them.
And I won. And I beat them all.
Well, that was when I still thought it was a competition for kids, I was like, talking to Sonia about it. And I was like, oh man, this is a little bit embarrassing. And then I was like, well, at least I got in. Because then that'd be really embarrassing.
You didn't get in. Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's not embarrassing at all. I got into a festival for adults.
There you go. 16 years old.
And up.
For 16 years old.
From 16 years old.
From 16 years old.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense that I'm really dumb because the there is already a teen category. So like this is another category. It's called like global category. And then there's a teen category and a kid category.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So why would they have a teen category that's
in a category? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and the way you read it too, it means only 16-year-olds.
Yeah, right. It doesn't make sense. So the teen category says short films to be seen by teenagers from 12 years old. But I read it as from 12-year-olds.
Right.
And then short films to be seen by kids from 6-year-olds. So like what? They're only 6-year-old kids can make like what 6-year-old
Yeah, kids and only the kids are gonna watch. Like we have kid judges. Is that?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
By kids.
I thought it was that. The more you investigate this, more it makes sense.
So next time, do more research before you reply all. Before you CC everyone.
Or maybe just
everyone
don't reply
film
all.
Yeah, never reply all.
Cool. Anything else, Nathaniel?
That's all I got. That's all I got this week. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it for me then too. I love you, bro.
Okay. I love you too, bro. It's good to talk again.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.